Secretary Gates met with us last Tuesday with all the members of the congressional delegation, every one of them Republican and Democrat, who are, you know, essentially unified in opposition to a wholesale disestablishment of Joint Forces Command in Norfolk and a arbitrary 30% reduction in defense contractors up here in primarily in Northern Virginia without any really empirical data that's going to save money. I thought it was very productive. We've agreed to have some follow-up meetings and meet with his key staff on these issues to try to get more background information. And we've also asked for specific things like federal funds to help if there's a significant negative impact on the economy, and to have a seat at the table now for these plans, Mark. So I think it was good. There's much more work to be done.
But did you change his mind? Is there any chance of rolling back his initial plans to cut back those contracts or to cut or to put off the cuts at GEFCOM?
Yeah, I think they're in the very beginning stages. This 30% was just arbitrary. It's based on the fact that defense contracting as a percentage of the overall defense budget has grown, and they want to rein it back in. But they haven't even done the metrics at this point, in my opinion, to see whether or not is the contracting saving the money. They've got to do that work somewhere if it's for defense. They've got to bring it in-house or do away with it. They are very early in that stage, so I think that's got a long way to go. Congressman Davis, my representative, is going to work with a small task force with the Defense Department to start getting into that. On GEFCOM, I think he's pretty committed to rolling back some functions of GEFCOM, but he realizes that things like modeling and simulation, maybe the Joint Warfighting Center, the J-7, the J-9 are critical functions that probably cannot be moved inside the Beltway to the Pentagon or somewhere else. Jointness, they're absolutely committed to that, which gives American military a strategic advantage. So I think we've made a lot of ground. I don't think we're going to see GEFCOM go away. I think a good share of those assets will remain in Hampton Roads. And I think that they realize they're at the very beginning stages of this contractor cut, which really disproportionately impacts Northern Virginia. And we've now got a good procedure now in place for dialogue to help them do what's right for the taxpayers and do what's right for Virginia.